Blog Talk Radio.
Move out on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
brand new banger.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. Tuesday afternoon. And we are back on the truth. That's Sweet Pea, Mr. Everywhere. And King Scratch in on what's going on, my focus.
What's going down?
It's going. Yep, it's gone.
I was trying to see. I'm listening. Hold up. You said you was coming with topics. I wanted to hear what you got.
Well, it's been an awkward day, you know, and I ain't jumping into nothing right now because I've been on some other shit today, so I didn't get to do on topics, but it's good. We got our conversational people in the building, you know what I'm saying, that do have some input on some things and some things they have out there. So, you know, we put it in and out. How we can get it in and out to the people.
Well, I got a great topic.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel that?
I saw my little brother on this motherfucker. He at the Pelicans game. So these niggas Kilo supposed to perform. Hopefully they gonna show him.
What was that?
Okay, my little brother Kilo, he performing at the Pelicans and the Timberwolves game. He's about to do halftime.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, he's going to do it. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a little
The song has made him million. Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel that Mike Jones getting upset that the people are sampling his song, even though he don't own the rights to it, so now he's going back to re-record it so he can have the rights to his re-recorded material?
I don't care about nobody doing that, first of all, because, you know, the record business is basically like it's like a scam. It's like a Cash App scam damn near, like, these days. You might as well do anything but sign a record contract. You would make more money doing anything else besides signing a recording contract with a record company, a distribution deal, a promotion deal, or any kind of deal, but a recording contract at this point. So what I'm supposed to say about that? Some shit, I mean, I don't know why you're not getting paid for it. You wrote it, you know, but that's something else. That's another thing. The contract's not right.
Yeah.
Well, the deal in the contract is the record label is going to buy your services, your name and likeness, and they feel like, why should you be able to make a Mike Jones greatest hits 5 years from now when they spent the money on the recording costs? So they feel like, well, we own the masters and we own the publishing, so we gave you this money for your services. When you rented your services, recording in the microphone, we rented our services, utilizing the studios, the video budget. So that's the trade-off. So by an artist not knowing the business, that's what he gives up. He relinquishes all rights pretty much to his music just for the fame.
Well, yeah, but that business is some bullshit because people used to have to sing somebody else's song and make a hit before they allowed them to write music for other people. And they still do it like that. So, I don't know. I think it's just a bunch of bullshit. If he wrote it, he wrote it. It's his. If he wrote that part, you paid him to record it. You didn't pay him to write it. Hell, ain't nobody know when he wrote it. The 281-330
is 0-4.
That's Metro. That belongs to Metro
BTS. The whole thing about it is, if you don't handle your business right, you just fuck. That's the whole thing about this whole industry. So if you do your business right, he wouldn't be in that motherfucking position. And you're doing business right. What can you say? That nigga been doing business, right? So he fucked. That's him. He did that.
You got to look at Sweet P. These guys had nothing. So if somebody walks up to you and says, Sweet P, I'm going to give you $500,000 to grow your garden, and we're going to get all the fruits off the trees, but you're going to be able to grow your garden, and then 5 years from now, you can grow your own garden and make your own profit, but we still want 50% of the harvest.
Yeah, so if you don't handle your business right, nigga, so you growing all this shit just for the people that you growing the shit for.
It's like buying a Jim Walter house. Jim Walter says, sweet pea, you got 1 acre of land, we'll build a house on the land. Then they build a house, they say, but if you miss a payment, we repossess the house in the land. It becomes ours, and you sign that contract. So if you miss a payment on a Jim Walter house, Jim Walter now owns that house.
Mm-hmm.
The land or the house. Business.
Yeah, because it's always about... It's your contract, it's a contract, and then it's always negotiation. But see, a whole lot of people, they just sign fucking contracts because they looking at the money or whatever the fuck, and they're not really just taking into consideration what the hell the contract is actually saying.
Tupac would never sign the death row. Tupac was signed the Interscope, but David Kennedy, the president over at Interscope, I mean the lawyer for the Interscope in death row, he went over there and told him, hey, you give me all your publishing royalties from your first album and I'll get you out of jail. You'll leave out here today. So then we're going to put you over at death row to record. So like, I'll go home today, then you sign on the paper towel.
Yeah,
I heard all this stuff a thousand times, but it still don't sound good to me. I wouldn't advise nobody to do it. And I would say if Mike Jones and Ashanti can record they stuff over, good for them. Because it's not up to you for nobody to say when you should be able to do and say your stuff anyway. That's the reason why you don't have more from Lauryn Hill. You don't have more from Erykah Badu because you try to play with them. So now you call Tyrone 3-4 times a year, and that's as far as you get on albums with her.
The whole thing is called exclusive. You know, when you sign an exclusive contract, that means whatever's on that contract, you cannot do nothing unless that goddamn company know about it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I got an exclusive contract, if I make people sign an exclusive contract, I don't give a fuck what they do. They have to answer to me. You know what I mean? And that's what exclusive contracts are. You know, if you fuck up, if you don't read the contract correct, or if you don't get nobody to look at that contract, it might be fucked up, but you fucked it up.
Yeah, you can't, Sweet P, you wouldn't be able to do a song with Drake. If Drake called you right now and said, I want to do a song with you and Connoisseur Chris, and y'all two sign exclusive contract, and the record label don't clear y'all to do that song, y'all can't do that song, no matter how big the artist is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
when y'all do
that wouldn't have nothing to do with me.
Exclusive contracts got something to do with you. If you sign an exclusive contract, that got a lot to do with you.
If I just said I wouldn't sign it, why you keep saying I would?
I'm just saying if you did, I'm just giving you a scenario. If you did, a Drake called you tonight saying, let's do that track. And then you're like, okay, and you call the record label and they say, no, we don't think that's a good look. Then you can't do that song.
We ain't saying that you was or if you did. I'm
just calling
you
tonight. I'm going to say, fuck you, you fake-ass H-Town nigga. You from Canada, but I like your shit, though. But I don't got time for you to play with me like that. And you to make another few million off my likeness and leave me with a couple thousand. No, thank you. Fuck you. I'm zero. How about that? No, nigga.
Of course.
That's the answer.
Of course. If you sign to a label and it's an exclusive contract, you can't do shit with nobody. Unless the label say you can't.
I'm myself. I'm signed to myself. I'm doing songs with myself. Shit.
Well, you see what happened with Zero?
Shit.
Z-Way had to change his name to the Mo City Don because he owed Jay Prince 2 albums. So he couldn't perform under the name Z-Ro on no flyers, no records until he finished them last 2 albums. You see, so he had signed an exclusive deal. And when they say you owe us 7 albums or whatever, you got to do 7 albums before you are free of
it. How long ago was that? You see what I'm saying? He didn't learn.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, you see how he was slaved? He was slaved to the land, though.
Yeah, he was a person who didn't know no better and who grew up and who took any option. People don't have to take that option. Anybody who be listening to these shows, I'm saying I wouldn't take the option because you don't have to at this time.
So if somebody pulled up with you with a million dollars right now, and they had $1 million in a suitcase, said, this is all yours. All you got to do is sign right here.
What the fuck $1 million going to do for me today or tomorrow? Nigga, I got epilepsy. Come on, now be for real. Shit, you got health problems. $1 million. What the fuck? What is that going to do? You coming to me with $1 million.
That's a lot of blacking out, though.
You ain't even took the taxes out. Fuck that. Like, I'm talking about making some money. I got plans. Shit. I got real plans. I didn't watch these documentaries. I didn't study these niggas and seen what they done did wrong and where everybody went wrong at and the things where they still trying to make up for and so forth and so that. And you forget. You leave our people like Diddy, motherfucking Brother Love, Puff Daddy, head ass nigga. That nigga, that's somebody who done changed their name 1,000 times, and like they still got money and shit like that. They're still doing the same thing. You see what I'm saying? Other people done learned. They doing business different. They done regained their own their masters, their names, their rights, and all of that. And he a nigga who's still changing names and aliases and stuff into, he should be back to Puff Daddy by now. All the business this nigga did. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, a lot of motherfuckers, what they do, they do fucked up business, so they change their shit up because they done did some fucked up business with people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Can I give my 30 seconds? Everybody don't read contracts the way they supposed to. So that's why people get fucked in this industry, because they don't read the contract, or they don't have somebody who got the knowledge of contracts in order for them to actually win in the game. And then at the end, when they get fucked, everybody thinking, oh, goddamn, you motherfuckers fucked me. No, nigga, you fucked your goddamn self. Because you didn't go through the goddamn protocol.
The root of the problem is you don't be having $15,000, $20,000 cash for a lawyer, right? So the record label hires a lawyer for you, right? And the lawyer just says, I get 5% of all your first album sales and all your merchandise and all your show money to review this contract and then tell you it's a good contract. So then he turns around and he makes you sign the contract because he tells you it's good. And you like, well, hell, I couldn't get a lawyer on my own because I didn't have no $20,000 up front. So
you use the lawyer. You use the right lawyer. So that's where you get fucked up, fat, because you're using the motherfucking lawyer that actually that's not on your side. So it'd be like, this is what you do, and this, that, and other. The lawyers on the motherfucking, the record company side, they're too using. You ain't went out and got your own fucking lawyer.
Yeah, when you come in with your own lawyer, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you good.
When you come in the office with your own lawyer, boy, they're going to scramble around the desk and sit up there and try to hide paperwork and all kind of stuff because they know you smart. They say he came in with his own damn lawyer. So we can't be screwed. We can't screw him now. All the artists go in there with their own lawyers. They don't get screwed. It's only the ones who sign with a contract with a lawyer is hired for the record label.
So when you go on the record label, they getting ready to give you their lawyer. So they already on their best interest anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you fuck around and you listening to their lawyer, and then you fuck around and go on and sign because their lawyer is looking out for their best interest. If you go in there with your own fucking lawyer, now shit gonna change. Gonna get the deal? Or it's going to be a different stipulation when it comes down to it.
It's like this. When you hire a public defender, the state pays him. And the state says,
you don't hire a public defender. They just give them to you.
No. But see, you can fire him and hire a lawyer, but they're going to give it to you. But what I'm saying, when you go with a public defender, he is state appointed. The state appoints you a lawyer. So the state tells them, if y'all don't go to trial and we got to pay all these jurors, we're going to give you a bonus at the end of the year. So make your clients plead. Make them plead for a guilty plea. So
the fucking VA and the public defender are friends. So if you get a public defender, they sitting up there talking about your case over lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe like, oh, well, shit, Mr. Everywhere, you know, he did this, that, and the other, so what should we do? You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers do that shit. So you got court-appointed lawyers dealing with the motherfuckers that's trying to put you in jail. That's what public defenders are. That's why nobody don't want to fuck with public defenders.
See, the prosecutor trying to tell him, the prosecutor trying to say, hey, man, if he'll take 10 and we ain't got to go to trial, we ain't got to shuffle and do all this extra paperwork, man, we'll go with that. That's why the state says, hey, we got a plea bargain on the table. So it's just like when you go in the music industry, if you come in with your own lawyer, you're going to get the better deal. If you go in with a public defender, just like you come in with their lawyer appointed you, then they're going to give you a messed up deal because he's getting paid regardless. He's getting paid to save them money on the contract. And then he's getting paid off your
record. They talked about that shit over lunch on what they're going to do to you. They talked about that shit over lunch. You got a public defender. They talked about it over lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Watch the Death Row Chronicle, David Penner, who was the lawyer at Interscope, he went and took Suge Knight to the pen to meet Harry O to get the money to start Death Row Records, and David Penner became the lawyer for Death Row. So that's how he was able to make all his money because he's like, well, we getting the hottest artists on the West Coast. So that's how he got Tupac over at Death Row. He said, turn in all your publishing, and I'm going to let you out today, but you're going to go record with Death Row. You still signed the Interscope, but you're going to record at Death Row. But this is the percentage that I want off your record. And then that's how it all happened. David Kendall got rich off of Tupac.
Boy, you preaching to the choir. I know the whole story. I was there. You know what I'm saying? So... But the whole thing about it is, if you go into any record company, you got to bring your own lawyers because you fuck around and start talking to their lawyers. So that means that leaves you vulnerable to, you know, what their stipulations are. They're not looking at what the fuck you about or how you doing it. You just say, okay. Motherfucker say, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to get this amount of money and all this. You know what I'm saying? So them motherfuckers usually go with the lawyers that's already in the company. The lawyers in the company is the motherfuckers is out for the company. They not out for you.
I'm gonna bring the injury lawyer to my contract. That way, if they screw me, they gonna need the injury lawyer when I hurt their ass.
What? You gotta have your own motherfucking people doing your shit. Because, I mean, every time I went into, you know, after I got fucked a couple of times on some record deal shit, nigga, my lawyer just come up there, and I learned so much that I just start doing all the talking. And if I fuck up and say something, he go, well, my client means, Well, my client means that's the only thing you say. And then we get in the elevator, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I hired you for, because, shit, I know every goddamn thing. So that's the difference between people that know business as far as contract. And
we're going to take a small music break and come back with more to show y'all.
Man,
the fuck am I talking to somebody else?
Yeah. Go and do your thing, man. Play some music. Shit, I think I'm about to go get me a beer or two.
Well, we don't want you to go too far. We just got to play a few beers and play a few songs. We're going to get more into this conversation when we come back. So y'all just don't turn the dial. It's all for the good. We in the hood. Truest Radio. This is called More Than the Dead by Celia Monroe.
All I want is get back. I'm focused on your neck. Why time set? Tick ticking. No warning, no chick check. On your block, I'm spinning. I flip cap. No limits on the price for the ticket. Fuck what I gotta pay. Sure, a lot of motherfuckers had them bags with the flame. A lot of these pussy niggas like to run their mouth. Speaking on the truth, bitch, you know it's lights out. I cream made rats, cause they know they don't drown. One cap, what it take a cap, bitch, down. Pressure in the pack, smell the gas to your face. I'm laced up, bitch, true stick to your head. When the cannon pay, drip, whole pop, getting bled. A lot of niggas come pressed, I'm just feeling more than dead. This karma, bitch. I'm posted on the block, about to pop a nigga top and collect some organs with it. I ship a bird to the top, just a flock on your block, no undercover gift. I'ma light a few whips, they gon' blow them out quick. Watch the smoke, I'm addicted to evaporated shit. It ain't too many niggas made it out of this bitch. I got it heavy on my mind. Get back, pay a nigga in the hood. That's some squares in the black. Might take a whole pack to get the stress out my back. Leave the cheese in the trap, just a slap on the rat. When I swerve in peace, that's a master catastrophe. I got a mess of feast, just to show them how to masterpiece. Fuckin' with the true on 10 around front streets. Come on my mind, spin the block, jump a hill of heat. You do dirt, B1D. No payback, no justice. Could take months, might take years. But for sure, it's revenge. Ain't no rules on get back. Play hangman, make sure he dead. Spend more than dead, eating daily bread. Spend the block, make sure he nailed. Dead, get back a motherfucker. I posted in the cut like an undercover. You do the crime, you make sure you so low. At least the weapon like I'm Danny Glover. Blind to the shit that makes Stevie Wonder. We can put a pussy nigga 6 feet under. This a precious speech, I'm a true Obama. I only step from the throne, think I sold your mama. Gotta watch what you bring to your motherfucking table. Many undercover snakes that are shedding in your face. Get the head, cut it off when you see him, make him fake. Then net him to a tree, wait till the next day. Pull the hide off the stake and then you measure it out. Get a barrel, light a match, set a motherfucking fire. Make a souvenir bed for your fucking nut tire. Say true to the game, now pipes back fire. Keep your eyes on the ones that be acting real friendly. Your social informant is a motherfucking witness. You don't see him on live, cutting all they business. Once a nigga start yapping, call my hands, they seen. That nigga out the closet just to watch a dick hang. If a nigga ain't loyal, they ain't go unchained. A disloyal bitch only do what she late. Throw the bitch to the block just to make a little change. It ain't too many built for getting it. It ain't too many bread in trenches. It ain't too many bouts and pesos. It ain't too many chairs at my table. It ain't too many built for the coma. It ain't too many focus on them commas. A lot of these niggas, they invest in drama. I pack up in a pack to prepare to come up. A lot of these niggas be trying to block blessings. I add this bitch out for a blast free crate. I crash on a dummy, it's a flash on a dummy. It's a true motherfucker, act brave if you wanna. I suffocate a bitch when they first go to sleep. Sleeping on me, you can join them sheep. Only dead motherfuckers getting peace near me. I eat well, motherfuckers straight all around me. This karma, bitch. I'm posted on the block, about to pop a nigga top and collect some organs with it. I ship a bird to the top, just a flock on your block, no undercover skill. I'ma light a few whips, they gon' blow them out quick. Watch the smoke, I'm addicted to evaporated shit. It ain't too many niggas made it out of this bitch. I got it heavy on my mind. Get back, play a nigga in the hood, that's the squares in the black. It might take a whole pack to get the stress out my back. Leave the cheese in the trap, just a slap on the rat. When I swerve in peace, as a master catastrophe. I got a mess of feast, just to show them how to masterpiece. Fuckin' with the true on 10 around front streets. Come on, my mind, spin the block, jump a hill of heat.
Don't jump in this bitch, cause we dump it, don't miss. With no loyalty, you a counterfeit risk. If you a counterfeit risk, then you a courtesy check. With the courtesy check comes the courtesy quiz. That the courtesy quest completes, it's a mess. But when the mess clears, it leaves about 10% of y'all. Found a fiend with no form of fiend. Hail Mary, why these bitches wet? Don't jump in this bitch, cause we dump and don't miss. With no loyalty, you a counterfeit risk. If you a counterfeit risk, then you a courtesy check. With the courtesy check comes the courtesy quest. After the courtesy quest completes, it's a mess. But when the mess clears, it leaves about 10% of y'all. Found a fiend with no form of fiend. Hail Mary while these bitches wet.
Yeah, this is Bleak, a.k.a. Young Gutter, chicken and butter, hit you with something to make you stutter, motherfucker. Go DJ, this is the damn day, I'm finna say what I got to say, yeah. Go DJ, this is the damn day, I'm finna say what I got to say. I got my DJ and I'm liking the beat, I got my DJ and I'm liking the beat. My sister Sweet Pea, Slim One up in here, Connoisseur Chris, we always say fish, but it do get this. I'm getting fucked up, getting punked up, getting high in this bitch. You already know I'm big, you know I keep the dog, keep it grown, keep it going out the dog, going out the dome. Y'all bitches better let it be known before I pull out the chrome and aim at the dome. It's on. Run deep when I speak, I can feel it, y'all already know it's me, Lil Nick, a.k.a. Young Gutter, thicker than butter, hit you with something that make you sick and stutter.
H-Town. say, man, y'all done made it to L.A., so, you know, we got to live our best lives, you know?
I ain't going back and forth with these niggas.
Crazy, what you want to do?
I'm rolling with y'all.
Okay, well, what we going to do is we're going to get to town, we're going to get it in,
right.
And we're going to do what we do. You feel
right.
me?
Right. And most importantly, we got to smile, bitch! Smile, bitch!
Come on!
We gon' start this thing off right. Duval in the motherfucking house. Come on, come on.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Yeah, we back in the building. True West Radio. It's your man DJ here, love. And I got the family with me tonight. It's going down in a major way. We got some topics for you. We got answers for you. We got what you want to know if you want to know. Here's up 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. True West Radio. If you're tuning in online, turn the music up and jam with your boy. Yeah, True West, go ahead.
You had to pull it out from your OnlyFans, you know.
Who haven't called last week? Hello, is anybody on the truth?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm trying to hear what's going on.
A bunch of nothing in the background.
Hey, I'm in control, y'all.
See?
Oh,
I told
okay.
You didn't get
okay.
He get a potty pop.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to go for the potty pop speak.
23? Oh, you promising?
Yeah.
What the
hell y'all doing, man?
My radio show. You got to do the radio show while I'm going through this stuff.
Hello, y'all know. What's up,
mute your phone till you get home. Mute your phone till that's so nice.
Y'all are crazy, man.
All right, Big Mama, you left your feet on the dress, Big Mama. I'll talk to you later.
All right, y'all. I'm back. I had to come in the store real quick. Trying to get my shit together.
Tell us something good here, love. Sweet pea, what's going on in y'all neck of the woods?
Ain't nothing good going on around here. Not at all. Yeah, man. Definitely ain't nothing good going on around here, man. This little boy, mm-hmm. I know the little boy because he was like 4 or 5 years old, just learning how to ride his bike. They called over here and told us they found the boy dead in his car yesterday. Don't nobody know what happened to him. I guess a heart attack. The nigga didn't got sad, so.
You better slow that motherfucker down. God damn it. I'm sorry.
Hell love. Hell love tell her to put her clothes on to the show is over with. That's what hell love over there. He got a stripper over there. He quiet.
He get
quiet when he get a stripper.
He got a stripper over there.
He get a stripper over there. He get quiet.
I wasn't ready for that one. He come back with another tagline.
The only time
hell
love get quiet is he got a stripper over there.
They was get, right on time for me to tell
them. Give me some lead.
Yeah, I can hear them now. Yeah, baby, I used DJ for a Bun B and a Pimp C and UGK. Ain't they the same thing? Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, man.
Alright, I'm back
yep.
Home now. I feel better.
Man, I can bring that
hoe
up and pass that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of
show
Chris up to?
Sitting up here on this damn PlayStation.
I know I seen him be performing somewhere. I seen the flyer. Did y'all already do that? That's coming up.
That's December the 6th.
Oh, okay.
And he been tinkering around with the Pro Tools and stuff, all the new stuff they got going on with that. I don't know what that means, but I know there's something new going on.
I know I got to do a show on the 3rd. I can't wait. Me and K-9, King T, LV, and Nocturnal.
Nocturnal still rap?
I guess so. We're doing the show together on the 3rd, so
I ain't heard from him till like 96.
Yeah.
No disrespect. I just said I ain't heard that name. Like the last time I seen him, he had like them braids, and I ain't seen that like 90 since 96.
Yeah, we're doing a show on the 3rd, so me and K-9 gonna do a show together, and like I said, it's gonna be King T and Nocturnal and LV. Y'all know who LV is, right?
Yeah, he's still singing.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
We live the most of our lives living in a gangster America. You just got gone. It's 12 o'clock. We having a barbecue. Oh, on a bright sunny day. Throw your hands up if you wanna be down.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's the name from Dove Shack. He's a six. They said he's on a life support or something like that. He was in the hospital. I've seen that. That was one of my. I like them, man. They had just a laid back melody. They weren't talking about killing nobody. They were just laid back Dove Shack, man. And I was just like, man, I just hate they just had a short lived career, man. I ride with her. I slide with her. And that was the jam, man. Summertime in the LBC.
What's that name? Yeah, man.
That's Dove Shack. One of them is, he in life support or something in the hospital.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, Crazy Bone was just in the hospital, and then what you call it? So it's crazy. That's why you got to take care of our health.
You know, I'm gonna put that shit in our show tape. When we do the show on the 3rd, I'm gonna put that. I'm giving that to all them niggas in the show tape. I'm gonna listen to K-9 getting ready to kill.
There you go.
Them motherfuckers got real. They love King T. So, see, I want to do all they show tapes. So I wish I could. But I know me and K-9 show tapes is getting ready to be out of time.
I'm telling you, man. I know y'all ain't like this group, but boy. A lot of people know that song right there because of DJ Screw. That damn song right there, they had a way of making a song that you like and making it long as hell so that it'd be long enough for you to roll up to it and smoke to it. See, it's different.
Well, they had good music. I don't take away from the youngsters today, but it's just like everybody's oversaturated with the same lyrics. I heard 4 songs, Sexy Red, and I'm not a Sexy Red fan, never will be, no disrespect. The Ratchet Girls like it, so be it, but she got 4 songs, and all she said is, my coochie pink. That's the only deal she can say on all her songs.
Wait a minute, bro. I'm gonna tell you the crazy shit, nigga. While we was on the way back from Florida, right? We were listening to the Sirius XM. I counted like 12 motherfucking songs that were sampled.
They all sampled.
They samples like a motherfucker. I'm like, oh, is that what y'all want to do?
I've been told y'all that back in 2017 that they getting an old song. L.A. Reid said get an old song, do a remake, whether you sing it, sample it, get yourself on the board, let whoever owns the publishing get the money, get yourself famous, then you come back with your original material after you put
that's
that song
right.
out. I told the recipe
that's
back in 2017.
Yep, that's what song I just sampled. The original version. Hold on, check this out.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And
That's what I told everybody. I told everybody do the original. Quit doing the remix of the remix. I said that years ago. And don't nobody understand it when I say it except a person that makes the beat or a person that's old enough to understand. So most people ain't old enough to understand because right now I'm old enough for this nigga that made a song, the little nigga talking about, I've been waiting to shoot these niggas for so long. I said, nah, ain't this some shit? Nah, I'm old enough for this shit now.
You remember what Trey Song said? Trey Song said, I only want you to love. I don't want nobody else. That wasn't nothing but computer love. He just changed. That was the melody of computer love. I only want you to love. And he sampled that.
Computer love.
Yeah, he sampled Isaac Brothers drums on there. He sampled Juicy drums on there from Juicy. He sampled them drums and then just had that, what you call it. That's all it is. Like I say, I could sit up here in 5 minutes and sample something and chop it up so sweet. Y'all be like, oh, my goodness. Damn, I forgot all about that song. Oh, y'all wait till y'all hear that Stacey Lacks song, guy. Let me be your angel. Let me be the one for you. That shit going hard. I got it right here, but my computer ain't on, but I got it already sampled and chopped up. I got to go ahead and build my drums and everything around it. So y'all going to hear that black shoe. Oh, yeah, I'm the king of that. Like I said, I've been doing that since the 92 to be exact. I got in DJ in 91. Bought my first, my DJ sampler had, the Gemini sampler had the sample on, and my first sample was Teddy Pendergrass, and we rapped for like 13 minutes on that, and I forgot to hit the record button on my four track. So everybody got mad, because everybody was grabbing the mic and freestyle like how the SUC click was, so that's why I relate to them so well, because I remember when I first started, everybody in the hood tell their girlfriends they rap, they come to my house in the garage. I got the microphone hanging over the rafter with a pantyhose wrapped around the goddamn coat hanger. That's my little
I done this shit damn near every city I went to. That's crazy.
That's why I reach out to a lot of the young artists.
You want to
I'll tell them to keep on with their crap, because I remember when I first started, if it wouldn't have been for a guy named Dickie, I hope he's still alive. He's a German guy. He's like, hey, man, you got to learn how to program a synth. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm just sitting up there trying to learn how to play the keys. And he's like, you got to program. You got low filter oscillators. You got all these VCAs and all that. And he's like, that's what I do. He said, I program my own sound. So here it is years later, like 4 or 5 years later, here comes Timbaland, and he's programming his own sounds. I'm like, that's what Dickie was telling me. Program your own sounds. Now I can sample or I can program my own sound. So when hype and folks hear my sound, they're like, damn, man, your sound sound. And I'm like, yeah, man, because I'll go in and I'll tweak some of my sounds. I won't just add no real effects to it. I'll tweak them. And then they be like, damn, man, I like that sound. Like, I got some West Coast bass that will kill y'all. Y'all be like, damn, that shit eat Snoop Dogg them up. I eat Battle Cat up right now. Y'all put me side by side with Battle Cat, I eat them up. And Scratch, you can go tell them that. After you slap them.
Motherfucker, I got to tell them shit, because, nigga, they can't fuck with me, nigga. The fuck I'm going to tell them niggas something. I already, nigga, I put 100 bars out on their ass, and nobody didn't respond. So that's just good enough for it. Nigga, them niggas can't fuck with me, bro. I already know it. And I don't even pat my back. I pat myself on the back like that, nigga. Them niggas can't fuck with me. That's all it is to it. Not too many motherfuckers can fuck with me, bro. I'm just saying. Niggas don't want to go. Niggas don't even want to go bar for bar with me, nigga. When it comes down the rap. So, shit, I ain't even tripping, my nigga. I know I'm holding my goddamn spot. Shit. And I ain't even being cocky about it. I'm just saying, my nigga.
Let me be your angel.
Well, little Nikki.
I don't know.
Have me play her goddamn song. She ain't even on the goddamn radio here.
That ain't no damn song. That's a freestyle. I thought she was gonna sing a song.
I knew she was gonna sing. And she is when
no,
I first saw her.
Song. That ain't no damn song.
Well, that's what she wanted to put out there. Two kids, I made up my good man. I thought she'd see me something, I put it out there.
She ain't doing too good right now anyway. That little boy who passed away, that boy, he younger than her. So he one of the little neighbors who was kids.
Uh-huh.
Too well.
That's what's up.
Make that slap, you bastard.
I give up. I quit.
What'd you say, Scratch?
Oh, the fucking lighter. This motherfucker is bullshit right now.
You're going to have to get some funk in him, man. Put that funk on him. Put that funk on them, then they goddamn put that West Coast funk on them. Yeah, put that West Coast offense on them, god dang it. Get that true West offense on them.
Let's find out. How about this?
You won't get funky. Nah, I ain't gonna get funky out there here, love, running the show. I ain't gonna get funky tonight.
Nah, y'all go with this. Battle of the bands. Do what the fuck you wanna do. I ain't got shit to say. This is not my radio station.
Oh. This is some radio station. What you talking about?
I'm just the employee.
This ain't even my station no more. This is Hell Blood station.
He said he wanted to get funny. I don't know how funny he
want to
get, though. You see what I'm saying? He want to barbecue a
boo.
He
want to
barbecue a
boo. Come on, don't try motherfuckers get in the middle of the battle of the band and start talking. Let me hear something, goddamn. Let me hear something. Twinkle my toes.
Do not test my gangster.
You said you want to get funky now. That's what y'all told me now. I'm going by what you told me now.
I'm going to go buy me a Casio, one of them Casio keyboards with about 13 keys on it.
Nigga, I got all
the speakers sitting on the top.
Hey.
I can't play nothing but when the Saints go marching in. That's all I got for you.
I can't even play that.
That's all I remember.
Hey.
You want to go West Coast?
I can never produce music because my mind be in so many different places.
I got more tracks than Amtrak, nigga.
Yeah, they say I'm the best thing around since Greyhound left town. Forget the hell days and days of trail wars. I don't know how far he want to get. He want to just like a pot of chicken been left on the stove all week. How far did he want to get?
It sounds like you're confused about your skill. Because you're still making excuses, but you haven't played anything. That goes for the both of you. And I'm really waiting to hear some beats since y'all have beats and stuff. I know people online like to hear how, magnificent you guys are.
You know, maybe someone can call into True West Radio, 323-642-1597, and request to be. Who knows?
Hey! Y'all know nothing about that type of thing. Come on, let's go. Y'all need some time to call us up.
I want to hear a beat so crunk, maybe you want to rap. Just make me want to bust out rapping right now. What the fuck?
I got
that. Oh, while you laughing, don't forget, I still am the freestyle king on True West Radio. Holding the title for 1 year.
Look. No. Friday, I'm on your way.
Whatever. Oh, just to let y'all know, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Friday is True West anniversary, 8 years in the game. We'll be celebrating Friday night, so tell your friends, tell your baby mamas, your baby daddies, your foster kids, your step kids, you know, make sure all of them know that it's going down Friday. We're going to have a special show Friday night. You know what I'm saying? It's the anniversary. So we're going to get this flyer up for y'all before Friday, but just to let you know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, now y'all can proceed with the phone.
I gotta give my motherfucking title back.
You play the right beat, you can get it back tonight. I ain't got to wait to serve you. I'm the all-time serve it anytime. All
right, nigga, start rapping, nigga. Let's do it right now, nigga.
We're going to do it after we play, sir.
What you going to do? Hey, go ahead.
Yeah. I say, bam, boom, pow, here we go now. Yeah. What you want to do? You want to make a noise? Play your beat and not get in trouble. I like your beat right here, though.
Go freestyling right there in the dark. I'm in the dark. They playing around.
Man, I ain't gonna entertain y'all tonight with my skills. I ain't even high yet. Let me take a couple. See, I got enough time to take a couple of drinks and smoke a blunt.
Oh, wait. I forgot, man. Hold on. I got to go back in now. Let me go in here.
Hold on, let me
find
my blunt.
I got to add that.
I forgot.
You
are smoking
blunt. Get your mind right.
Here we go. No, I don't need no blunt, Nick. I can slay you without a blunt.
That's why you didn't come to Texas when you was on that tour, because you want to face red. That's what they were.
I can slay you without a blunt, Nick. How about that? Nigga, you need
yeah,
a blunt.
Yeah, I didn't
want to
face
like
that
me,
red.
Nigga.
That's why
what's
I got to come
to Texas. Mr. Edwin, put the beat on, nigga. Let me see what he going to say.
Hold on. It's going.
I already told you, I'm not going to rap. We wait for Friday. I want you to be ready.
No, you said you didn't want to wait till Friday.
I'm on my side a little bit low, just come like this.
That nigga, he got right in shit, so he can say it.
I don't even write my name on application, so how do you think I'm gonna write something? If I write it, I can't read it. That's so fucked up. Who writes shit and can't read what they write? All I know is telling them is I asked the question you asked.
If it wasn't to your likeness, not up to me. I'm going
to give you some shit. If I'm as old as I can hear that beat. Check this out. Damn, love can't fuck with me. Nigga, I'm from the motherfucking SC. Nigga, South Central. Nigga, that's where I come from. That's where I run. That's where I do what. What up, damn love? What are your rap at? I only did like three more. Oh, okay. And by the way, Mr. Everywhere.
Huh?
How about them cowboys?
I knew that shit would be there.
I didn't get to watch the game. You know, I was traveling on the road, but I heard about a lot of that.
Bullshit.
I see the referee worked the call, but you went 3 weeks in a row. You didn't say nothing. So I didn't know what was going on.
Y'all lost last week.
Y'all went 3 weeks in a row. You didn't say nothing. No, that's all I'm asking. What happened? I don't know if the data ran out or goddamn it, y'all ran out. What happened?
Oh, don't worry about us. We good.
There you go. That was different. What about when he was choking me in Smokey's backyard? Oh, that was different.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Huh?
I like the beat, baby. I like the live
We what?
Got the live beat on his ball, huh? Oh, y'all probably ain't never heard him call it beatering. That's a country thing, too.
Nigga, we good. Don't trip, bro. Hey, Mr. Everywhere, I need you to send me that shit on the, I need you to email me that shit.
Yeah, he wanted to ring up the Cowboys. I've been asking him for 3 weeks where this San Francisco 49ers been, and they've been hiding out.
Well, look, let me tell you this. Y'all haven't beat us at all. Nigga, ever since motherfucking Troy Aikman and all them motherfuckers, y'all ain't never been since then, so shut the fuck up.
Call police crap.
I'm gonna say it again. Y'all ain't beat us since Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith. So shut that bullshit up.
Yeah, he goes.
But that's a street life. Especially for the car, like
this is the one I'm doing right here, man. I need to get 8-Ball MJG on right here. I just cooked this up last night. I'm going to finish it up on the base. But here it goes right here. I got 8-Ball MJG when they ready for it. Here it goes.
You're supposed to be sending me some tracks any goddamn way.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you about that. I tell you, this is the one I got 8-Ball MJG for right here. It's that gumbo funk. I got this one right here. Oh, I got everything. See, that's what I do. This is, I forgot this one I got to finish up. This one is, the hell I called this summer guy? Stole plane or something.
I'm
yeah, here go. It got to load up, but here go right here.
Lord.
Smooth shit too, nigga.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat. You gotta turn it up. You ain't got no balls, man.
What, you want me to turn it up high?
Well, I'm saying you put it on a shoebox. Turn it up in the real thing. So this is the thing right in front of you, people. Yeah.
Hey,
I can be in bed.
You can turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Hey.
And that is coming from the first radio. True. True. Yeah, Monroe. She can cut it off. Next beat.
I've been on here. I've been on here for a while, though. Turn it off.
You
get a little carried away,
you
cat. Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to bring everything on the moment. We're just giving samples right now. We're just giving our samples.
Yeah,
now
we're going
to give the
rest
of
the
dish.
What'd you say?
Go ahead.
Your motherfucking ass. No. And nothing lives.
Let me put on my chef apron right quick.
I can't believe that you said nothing. Hold on, you don't even like to be something. Ain't no one of y'all busting Buddha and said nothing. Y'all come on with it.
For y'all. That's
how
we
get. This is what time is. It's almost a time for the great introduction.
Huh?
Y'all know what it is? It's Buddha Ali. Hustlers Never Sleep. Zone 23. QS Radio.
At the Oklahoma Chiefs. Louisiana, Texas,
I still can't get that shit. I've been trying that shit.
Yeah, you put the man on dream.
That's
not
what
I'm saying.
That's how what? It's your boy, Buddha Ali, Zone 24, TV, Hustlers, Never Sleep, Oklahoma, Texas, Suss the Shine, Buddha.
No,
Watch,
you fucked up already. Get the fuck
True
out
West,
of here. You fucked it up.
Southside Live Click.
Hey, you fucking up already. Yeah. And I swear I had that shit one time.
Oklahoma, Texas. This is Buddha Ali.
See, that's where y'all just caught up here.
Oklahoma,
that's where y'all just caught up here with the Oklahoma,
Texas. Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma.
I went through every goddamn bloody you talking about.
Yeah, fuck that.
Hey, Scratch went through the cotton field and said, well, hell, there you can go pick you out some shirts over there and make
Dude,
we was on the way down. We was on the way to Florida, bro. And we went to Georgia, and it was just fucking 100 miles of cotton fields, bro. And then you could see the plantation. You could see the big old white houses where the... And then you could even see the motherfucking slave quarters.
Shit. Dang.
My nigga said, we need to jump out the wall. We just need to bust
the
whole thing.
Yeah. I saw me there.
That nigga over there, he over there with his
trying to do something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do something.
My nigga, he over there with his super friend.
Yeah.
What's good, Trudy? You back there quiet.
Oh, nothing, just reading. Next to you.
She don't love us no more. She don't call in the Christmas ad no more. She don't care nothing about us, y'all.
Hey, I've been on here since she first went to break. Don't do that.
I know
that. I used to call her. She say, I'm in the booth. I say, God damn. I called her. I'm in the booth. I say, when you had time to get? She said, I put the booth in the bathroom. So I can go use the bathroom and be in the booth at the same time. I said, damn. She recorded 24 hours.
Old city rapper. She just shitting and rapping.
Yeah,
she's shitting on the competition, I guess. Hell, what she doing? I love her, boy. She works hard for it. You know, that's one deal about it. She stays focused and stays constant.
I told her yesterday I was so proud of her because she's grown since the first day I met her. And I was like, you got to take everybody the fuck out the game. And she was like, okay. You need to start taking motherfuckers out. I'm like, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing about anybody that's a rapper, you gotta take over your goddamn, you gotta take over your spot and everybody else's spot. And you just keep getting better and better and better and better and better and better. I'm like, God damn. That's what I was doing with 99. So 99 is like half out, but Rudy is going 100 on these motherfuckers. That's what I love about the city. Tell these motherfuckers up. Niggas, females, niggas, all like this. So, that's Bob. Everybody's quiet. What the fuck y'all quiet for now?
We listen.
Huh?
Hey, did you email me that?
Huh?
Did you email that yet?
No, I'm gonna email it to you in a minute. I just gotta
Okay.
I was putting I had to make him, cause they were just straight tracks. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to put like hooks on them. Cause I just kept making, I was making all kind of tracks, but I didn't have nothing to identify the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got you, man. So cool.
Yeah, we were having a moment of silence, case in the 49ers get beat this weekend.
Oh Lord. Oh God.
You set yourself up for it earlier. Now, I wasn't going to say nothing about the 49 getting beat 3 weeks in a row, but I won't tell nobody else.
Well, I recommend and told the whole industry. But y'all motherfuckers
Y'all lost last week. I knew y'all was.
Now you lost 3 weeks in a row.
But you know the only thing that really actually makes it is when we beat Cubs. And
well,
let count back how many times we beat y'all.
Wait, you just say when we beat y'all, but y'all lost three in a row now. Y'all been that good and lost three in a row to a 12 team. Y'all won against the Cowboys, okay, but y'all lost against three scrub teams. So what you say?
So what? How many times have we beat y'all? That's what counts.
Let's see,
6 years, 7 years, Joe Ivan beat us? Shut the fuck up.
When's the last time you won the Super Bowl?
Hey, the last time we won the Super Bowl, it was before the last time y'all won one.
When was the last time you won the Super Bowl?
In 97.
That long ago. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, when the last time y'all won? Like 95. So shut the fuck up.
It don't matter.
It don't matter now.
How many times have you went and not won?
How many times y'all even been to the playoffs?
Oh, how many times you been to the Super Bowl and not won?
It's only once. One time when we played the Ravens. That was the only time we didn't win the Super Bowl. Okay, well, when the last time y'all went to a Super Bowl? Wait a minute, hold on. What's that goddamn shit? Nigga, I ain't been since Troy Aikman and motherfucking the crackhead and Emmitt Smith. Y'all ain't been since motherfucker like 92.
If we get to play you in the playoff, we get to play y'all in the playoff, have your money ready.
I'll be ready for that.
I want mine and all one. I mean, hell, we're going to the strip club on you. Me and hell, love going to the strip club on you.
Right on.
I don't think you can help that. So you go actually side with this nigga?
Hey, I'm a Cowboy fan. What are you talking about?
All right.
Hello?
All right.
I'm a Cowboy fan. You've been knowing this ever since.
I know. I'm not. I mean, my best friend is a Cowboy fan. And he sit up here and watch the Cowboys lose it. I didn't say nothing to him. It's all y'all shit-talking motherfuckers that I talk shit to.
But you know what, though? You know, you got a lot of Cowboy friends. Like you said, you got a lot of friends that's Cowboy fans. But one thing an old man told me is if you run it with dogs, you're going to hit it with fleas.
All right. When the Cowboys play the 49ers next time, we gonna run a bet because y'all haven't won in fucking
years. We gonna play out this year in Super Bowl.
We can't play in the Super Bowl. We in the same division.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, y'all be there watching us then.
I'm gonna tell both of y'all one thing.
What?
Stop smoking that shine. Because y'all niggas is...
I ain't heard nothing, but I'm so bad my collar give me one. It's been a minute. It's about time to get baptized in the fog. You know what I'm saying?
Stop smoking that shine because we beat y'all. We done beat y'all like 6 years in a row, bro. 6 years in a row. Oh, but if we lose to somebody else, y'all want to sit up there with y'all pom-pom
and jump around on it like that. But when we play the Cowboys, we always beat them. 6 years in a row. Y'all have not beat us 6 years in a row. Oh, now it's quiet. Would y'all like to add something to that? Get the fuck out of here.
Crazy.
Get the fuck out of here. Look, you see nobody didn't say nothing. 6 years in a row, we beat them motherfuckers.
I told you, have your money ready in the playoffs.
Y'all ain't going to make it to the playoffs. So if y'all don't make it to the playoffs, just pay me my money.
No, we got to play y'all in the playoffs.
Y'all not gonna make it to the playoffs, bro.
You got to play us in the playoffs.
Y'all not gonna make it to the playoffs to play us. That's all I'm saying. So you might as well just get however much you want to bet. You might as well just give me the money all day. Quiet as me.
No, we got to play you in the thing.
Nigga, please, y'all ain't going to make it to the playoffs because y'all got a white-ass quarterback. You got a high-level quarterback. You got Forrest, you got CeeDee Lamb, he's tight. But you ain't got nobody else. Your running back is what? You know, he was good at first, but now that nigga been held to like 25 yards a game. Get the fuck out of here. And we just got Chase on our team. They're going to beat him.
I told Chris, I said they talking about football again, and he automatically started laughing.
Of course. I do this every year. Every year I laugh at these motherfuckers because every year I beat them. Every time that, even motherfucking JoJo was sitting up here with his Dallas jersey, yo, and he damn near wanted to cry walking out my studio. Oh, hell, let's do this. Damn, I wish I had that motherfucker on that motherfucker. Okay, let me see. You know I said bye-bye to y'all motherfuckers last year. Y'all remember when I played that shit? I played that shit last year, nigga.
You do have to be able to make one song that will collab for a couple years, then you'll ride.
Don't get mad, get motivated.
I mean, who else can come up with something to say bye-bye?
No, that was eliminated last year. Remember, I was saying bye-bye.
Yeah, I know it.
But next week you were playing it for your own team.
It ain't even the fucking playoffs. What the fuck are you talking about, cuz? It ain't even the playoffs. Y'all motherfuckers ain't going nowhere. God damn it, I wish I was drinking. I need something to drink. Well, I got some absolute right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you absolutely like.
Absolutely.
That's why I said it. I knew you was gonna be on point with it.
Absolutely. All right, I'm.
But you also fail to realize that we just made a 15-second commercial.
Oh, we did, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, now you can see the picture.
No, dude. You running the show. You could say, do whatever you want to do. You could have been playing me.
No, I'm just saying we just made a fucking commercial. We can redo that shit and sit in and get the money. Oh, but I forgot you already sponsored by alcohol company.
No, we sponsored behind alcohol company.
Well, I'm thirsty. When we gonna be able to taste some of these beverages?
The motherfucker, I got that damn contract. Only thing I gotta do is sign the motherfucking damn paper. I'm just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Once I sign the paper, we have free alcohol for at least 2 years.
Well, I got some more to put it.
Yeah, we have free alcohol for like 2 years. And these beers.
That's what's up.
Shit. You drinking that beer, you'll get fucked up.
Okay, I'm looking up her pictures for you, too.
Yep.
I just got signed the paper. I've been looking over that shit over and over. And then, I'm probably going to send that shit to my lawyer.
You said it.
But hell, there ain't nothing that we got to do. All we got to do is show up at his show, and then the motherfucker's going to give us free alcohol.
How about that?
That's what's up.
Fuck you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Y'all hear about that man they ordered? They ordered him to stop donating sperm. He got over 550 kids.
No. What happened there?
Over there, he a Dutch man. You know, over there, you ain't supposed to have over 25. So they just ordered him April 23rd, 2023, to stop having and they have to destroy the rest of his firm that's in there, except for the parents that's all with the people that's already waiting on it.
Oh.
Wait a minute. So you telling me that the motherfucker got like 50 kids?
550 kids? Yep, they just ordered him not to go back to the sperm bank.
Who is he, in Africa somewhere?
Everywhere, he just moved to Africa. He just moved there like 2 months ago.
What, hold on, cuz. Like, this man got 550 kids.
He got over 550. Yep.
Oh, Lord.
The women came forward. Some of the women came forward and went to the court to try to get him to stop. But they didn't know that he had that
thing. He didn't fuck 550 women.
Yeah, they won't get no child support.
Nope.
Dollar apiece.
Oh,
he did not fuck 550 goddamn women. Fuck that.
Yeah. It's a man in the court that
That nigga did not fuck 550 women.
No, he was at a sperm bank. He was donating sperm. They ordered him not to do it no more.
I don't know. See, I watched this cartoon called Family Guy, and the motherfucker, the main character, this nigga, he was going sperm donor, and then all his goddamn kids popped up in his front yard. And all of them looked alike. It was some black ones. It was some white ones. It was some Chinese ones. But they all popped up on this nigga, yo. I don't know. But 550 fucking people?
He got over 550. He 41. They're finna try to find him because he was only supposed to have 25 over there. And no more than 12 baby mothers.
Oh, Lord. I would think that he had to be because, you know, when you do that shit, it goes to your IQ. You know what I'm saying? So this nigga had to be like a doctor or a lawyer or something like that in order for him. But damn, how many times you going to jack off in the cup?
Mm-hmm.
550? Oh, my
God. That's what I was reading. They say he had a chance that a lot of the kids will be incested, so they're trying to prosecute him.
Yeah, because the whole thing about it is you fuck around, you got that many kids, it's a possibility that two of your kids might hook up and they don't even know that they brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
He was on either Dr. Phil or one of them talk shows back in 2000 and early 2000.
Yeah, I got that many children myself.
I got 550 kids.
How you get that many hair, Lord, when you be eating it?
Well, you gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
Nigga, I got 550 kids, and they either in a goddamn napkin or a T-shirt.
What's a napkin or T-shirt?
They ain't born.
They got his whole family with the clothes.
Yeah, I ain't got. They ain't walking around, but they somewhere comfortable.
You say you got some floaters?
You know,
boy, you wild.
I got some DNA around this motherfucker, but they damn sure ain't born.
Yeah.
Fucking me up with that. Y'all shouldn't even bought that shit up. I'm being serious. That's some outrageous shit. Nigga, 500. Wait, man, hold on. Let's do the math. 500. Yeah. 500.
Over there.
And 50 kids.
Mm-hmm. Over 550.
But wait a minute.
Yeah, it's gonna be more because some women are already paid for the service, so they got to go ahead and still use it. Or
okay. So if you got 550 kids, how many goddamn grandkids you got?
Two.
How many grandkids you got?
They call them the Sperminator.
Oh, my God. But see, that still ain't his problem, though.
Yeah.
That ain't his problem because all that shit's supposed to be concealed, and they ain't supposed to even know who the daddy is.
Yeah.
This man will meet people in Target. Target restrooms.
Wait a minute. He was in Target restroom.
Yeah. This man was meeting women in Target restrooms, like donating sperm. Like he was just outrageous with it.
Oh man, I don't know. That just sound fucking. That's ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Cause, oh Lord, nigga. I would be fucked. I don't know. I'm going to tell you like this. This would be me. If I got 550 kids, I just go stand on a fucking mountain and be like, nigga, I got 550 kids. Hell, what? If you pay child support for all them motherfuckers, nigga, you never have no money.
I got 3 minutes left.
Two words ready to go.
Don't put them off.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all out there in Two Words Radio, don't have 550 kids.
Nah, I don't have any. No, you shouldn't have no more than you can take care of.
That motherfucker be like, nigga, my youngest kid is 75. Mm-hmm. Type of shit. Nah. Too much radio, man. We love y'all. I know we be on here talking the gang and shit, but, you know, we appreciate y'all tuning in. You know, y'all calling on, you know, y'all calling on the phone. We can't see y'all, but, you know, y'all listening to us online. We appreciate you. Friday, 8 years. So we going to turn the fuck up on Friday.
Right on, right on.
I'll be in the world.
Make sure you don't miss me. Oh,
peace. I got to make something real fly for this motherfucker. 8 years, bro?
Yep.
It don't even seem like it's 8 years.
You
supposed
to did you a prior.
Huh?
But we know you'll be here in spirit.
What'd you say, Susan?
You supposed to been did a flyer for 8 years. We think you goofy.
I just told the help earlier, and I was like, damn, it's almost our anniversary. He said, yeah, it's Friday. So he just told me today. 8 years, nigga. From a day when we was fucking with old girl there, and we couldn't cuss, we said, nigga, we gonna make Two Words Radio. So we can say what the fuck we want to. That was 8 years ago, my nigga. That shit's dope. That shit's dope. I'm a clown, nigga. Friday, we clown. So y'all tune in. True West Radio, you know what I'm saying? 323-642-1597.
Tell him, sue me in the morning.
Sue me in the morning. I can't wait, bro. So, you know, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Got my motherfucking brothers and my sisters. We getting ready to go in this motherfucker and go clowning on Friday. I'm trying to see what I got to make. I got to make something new for Friday. And then if y'all got a new song, I know Trudy has got 100 songs, so we can play all 100 of her songs. Why the fuck y'all quiet?
You talk.
Yeah, they got to take us out.
Huh?
We got 1 minute left.
Take us out.